really hitting. And, like, it's fucking crazy. Like, you're, like, having hallucinations and, like, crazy thoughts. And, like, you're trying to, like, talk about them. But, like, you can't even explain it. And it's just, like, at your peak, you're just, like, not even able to, like, comprehend life. Like, it's just, like, you have zero grasp on, like, what is going on. Not, like, what is going on exactly. But you just, like, feel a lot of shit. And you just, like, you know, see a lot of things. And so he kept, like, coming up and down the stairs. He was hanging out with his other friends upstairs and, like, just letting us do our own thing. And, like, I had not thought at all about, like, at all how maybe he would be jealous because I was doing it with my girlfriends instead of him for the first time. And, you know, we were just doing our own thing. And he was with his other guy friends upstairs playing video games and shit. And so I had no idea, but then I started to think about it when I was like at the peak and he kept coming like up and down the stairs and like looked really angry and had like his hood up and was just like not even like paying any attention. Like you could tell he was just like upset and it was really, and like you feel like so, like I felt so threatened in the moment. I was just like trying to understand what was going on and then like talking about it to my friends, like, but like at the same time having a really hard time like talking about, like, not even knowing, like, what I'm saying, and, like, I didn't, not that I said anything weird, just, like, he just got, like, he must have been high off coke, because he just, like, went off.
High off coke?
Yeah, like, he must have done some coke, because he was, like, he got really angry, like, extremely angry really fast, and he said, he got in his head that, like, the girls made me break up with him, and, like, that I had said some shit, or like we were all talking shit about him. He just like went off, and like then he just like got super angry and told his guy friends to leave, and they were obviously like gonna stand by because he was like being aggressive and like scary. And the girls were like really freaking out too because he's being super scary. And then he just like got super aggressive, and like the boys kind of left. And then, then he was kicking the girls out, like, at the same time, and, they obviously didn't want to leave, like, they were on a full time of LSD at their peak.
Yeah.
And, like, there was lots of yelling and screaming, and that's, I just, like,
scary, bro. Out,
and I, like, went in my room and turned the lights off, and, like, went and, like, lay down, and, like, couldn't even, like, I was just, like, make it stop, like, I couldn't even, like, do anything, you know what I mean?
That's crazy, and you're tripping balls, that's crazy.
Yeah, two friends were, like, everyone was, like, trying to, like, do something and, like, be there or, like, whatever. And then, like...
That's so hectic. So you got your...
And then he's, like, he pushed them out the door. And that's when I run up and, like, run through the house, like, screaming at the top of my lungs. So at that point, I just wanted someone to hear and, like, you know, call someone or something. Because, like, I thought he had really, like, pushed them down the stairs. And it was a big flight of stairs, but he pushed them out the door.
Yeah.
And, they... were outside, and I just said, like, just go, and, you know, like, let me deal with it, and they let me deal with it, and, he just went on, like, started crying, and was, like, I'm just gonna kill myself, and, like, give you the money I owe you, and, I just go kill myself, and I was, like,
damn, you're around, just, like, crazy people.
Yeah, and I was just,
holy
and then I was
fuck.
Just, like, okay, let's just, like, go to sleep, and, like, come out in the morning. So, I don't know, he must have been drunk, and, like, fucked up, so he, like, fell asleep right away. I snuck out and my friends were waiting for me outside, and I drove to my friend's house, and he came to the friend's house when he woke up. I went to his friend's house to get his friend to go over and be there for when he wakes up, because he's gonna see that I'm not there and he's gonna like do something crazy.
Yeah.
So I go there and be there.
Yeah.
So his friend goes and wakes him up, and then they both come over to where I was staying and like banging on my friend's door for like 10 minutes before I had to like get up. No, he almost like, because actually I forgot to add, when that whole thing with the friends happened, when I was in the room like tuning myself out, my other friend who was like high too, like we were two girlfriends, Lola, who one that came to Mexico with me in May, and then Lola came running into the room, locked the door behind her, and was like, what the fuck do we do? What do we do?
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I don't fucking know. Like, and then he kicked the door down. So that's when it was, like, getting really crazy, and, like, I had to, like...
So he kicked the door down? Your boyfriend?
Yeah, he kicked, like, the bedroom door down that was locked.
What was his name again?
Jean-François.
Jean-François,
yeah.
Jean-François, yeah. Okay.
People call him Jean. And,
why are you... you're mostly French because like everything on your phone is French.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But you speak so much English though.
I know, my English is better than my French even. But like, yeah, so it was really fucked up. And then I like coming off of LSD and then that whole thing, I didn't sleep for like almost a week. Like,
oh my
it was
god,
just like a really tough time. And like,
that stuff's kind of scary.
No, but like the worst part has not even come yet. So he's like inside,
oh
he's
god,
like, just come home with me, just come home with me. And I'm like, no fucking way, like get out of here. He's like crying,
yeah,
on the stairs.
Like, that's crazy,
like,
bro.
And then like he finally left. And then 2 days later, or like I didn't go home until all his shit was out of the house. Like I tried to get his parents to do it, but they wouldn't. So I just moved all his shit out onto the back porch and like got them to pick it up.
Yeah.
And then like then I could like finally be in the house. And like I had the kitties at the time too, so like I had to be home and like take care of them. But like,
oh my god,
it was just like really crazy. And then
those cats have been through it too. Damn.
Yeah. And yeah, they were there for that. It's true.
That's
and,
crazy.
Yeah.
That's probably why they're so shy, because they don't fucking trust anybody.
Yeah. And then
damn.
Yeah, he left. And then like the next day or the day after, he like shows up at the door and he was like, I gotta tell you something. And like had a whole like thing written down in his notes. And because he couldn't like tell me, so I just had
damn
to read the note in front of him at
damn
the door.
What the fuck?
I had him blocked on everything. There's no way he could contact me. And
well, you blocked him.
Oh yeah, obviously. Like I was like, or else I have so many like fucked up, like
how did you
I still haven't blocked, obviously.
So
and then
how did you like,
no, let me tell you though what was in the note.
Okay.
He says, I'm going to Portage, I've been addicted to cocaine. And I'm like, and he's been like, you know, he said he hadn't been loyal to me, so I don't know if that meant that he like cheated on me. I don't know what it means. And
yeah,
that's why like I was paranoid ever since then that I might have something, because he I don't know, I think he cheated on me or but
Jesus.
I have no idea with who, because if you're into coke and that kind of shit, like, it's just, like, the people you're around are just, like, I just can't imagine, like, so,
yeah.
I don't know what exactly all the shit he did, but, like, and I had no idea, like, and I'm not, like, that stupid, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's, he really hid it from me, like, and, so, yeah, after that, there was just no way I could ever have, like, any kind of, like, I couldn't talk to him at all. I couldn't have any kind of reasoning with him, or like, and I haven't to this day. And I mean, like, nervous about going back because it's such a small town, and like, I could easily see him somewhere.
I'll protect you.
Yeah.
If John's like, hey, Soleil, I love you, and then I just fucking throw a French loaf at his face, and I don't know. But yeah, I'd protect you though. Damn, yeah, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
So like, how did you meet though?
School in grade
oh,
six.
Okay. School grade six.
Literally,
damn.
Like had been dating off and on since grade six.
Damn. You liked him at the time, right?
Yeah.
It lasted so long.
Yeah, we have history. But it's
damn,
just, like,
that's
so
crazy.
Tough. Yeah, and that's definitely, like, I have, like, a little bit of PTSD from that whole thing. It's pretty fucked up.
What?
Like, a whole LSD trip. That was, like, the most intense. Like, oh, it's a full tub of acid, which, like, that alone is a trip out. So, like, that with that whole situation was just insane. Then breaking up would have been insane, but, like, LSD breaking up was just, like, fucking insane.
It's pretty nutty.
I mean, yeah, I did not sleep for, like, a week.
Damn. It's pretty nutty.
Which made me appreciate, like, getting out of it so much. And, like, I feel like a whole other person. Even though, like, I was, I always know, like, I stood out and, like, I was way more mature. And, like, there's just the fact that I had, like, a boyfriend for that long, like,
yeah,
was just, like, you know what I mean? Like, I had been out of school for a while. Like, I didn't even, like, I did, like, a couple weeks of grade 11, and that was it. You know, I was out pretty early. So
that's,
like,
crazy.
I was kind of just known for that, you know what I mean? Not for, like, so, like, I know that, like, I learned a lot, and like shit that you might not learn till, like, you know, my mom had to go through it. Like, all her boyfriends have been shitty, and, like, abusive and, like, aggressive and just shitty, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, took her that long to like, you know, be able to see that and, like, not go for it, like, not, like, put herself in that. Yeah, just, like, yeah, not be,
yeah. Oh, that's a pretty interesting story, man.
Probably took like an hour.
Hmm? That was a nice conversation.
So nice of
her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's so fun riding your bike with you.
I journaled all my thoughts back in the day. It would have been crazy. Yeah. Epilogue.
I have some of this stuff. I have before, I haven't ever read it.
Yeah. Like, my dad filmed me when I was a kid so much, just, like, doing random things. It was just funny to look back at
this
stuff. And then, like, just history, man. It's like, every moment you live in is going to be in the past. Like, when you're in the next moment, you're like, everything's always moving constantly. It never stops.
When was your dad's job again?
Back in the day? Mm-hmm. Used to fill up trains. Like, he'd get up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning and, like, work for Chevron, and they just, like, go trains and stuff. Yeah. And then my dad was, he worked in, observatory. He was really smart. My dad was, like, a genius. And my dad looked up to his dad a lot. My grandpa died before I was born, so I never met him. But
how did he die?
Heart attack. Died at 70. Yeah, that's why my dad's, like, always fucking paranoid now, because his dad died at 70, and my dad's 71, so, like, he feels like, he probably feels like he's gonna die any day. And his mom's gonna die really soon. She's like, fucking 80 pounds.
Yeah.
She's, like, nothing. She doesn't do anything.
She's been in the hospital for a long time.
Yeah.
Since 81, did he say?
Nine. Nana?
Yeah.
She's like 95. She's old, man. 95 years old. That's a fucking...
Yeah, she's been in the hospital since 81. Like, not like since she was 81, but like the year 81. That's like 30 years.
She hasn't been in the hospital for 30 years. She got in a car accident in 81, I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She literally had metal, like...
She's probably been in and out then.
Yeah, she because, had like 30 pounds of metal in her leg.
Yeah, that kind of shit. You have to go back to all this shit. That whole thing though feels like it was so long ago now. Like,
yeah.
It was. Like, I'm 19 and I was like 16.
How did he treat you? Did he treat you like I treat you? How does he, like, talk to you? Like, I'm just interested.
Like,
what did he do? Like,
I mean, sometimes he would say things like, closing the market, and, like, he knew that he had, like, something special. Like, he knew that, like, I was, like, you know what I mean? Like, he did not want to lose me, that's for sure. But, like, he would say something sometimes, but, like, he never, ever, ever, like, took me out on dates or, like, think, like, we wouldn't even do stuff like this, you know, like, we'd kind of just, like, be home and, like, do pavilions and stuff, too, and, like, smoke a lot of weed, and, like, I had to get him to go vegan, like, and he was not vegan after we broke up, just because I would cook everything and, like, do everything, and, like, just was just, like, a life, like,
that's crazy,
or, like, working,
that's why you're so fucking, like, good at doing things. I did the same thing. So I had to be like hospital after the car accident. My brother couldn't do anything, and then my dad, I got to realize something happened in that time too, so it's just me and my mom left. So like, yeah. I'm good at like kind of having those feet, like I just have to make it.
Yeah, but you know how like it's so genuine.
What do you mean?
Like, you don't make people feel bad about doing it.
Doing what?
Like that you help, you know what I mean? You don't make it like people owe you something or like,
yeah.
Like I often felt like that with other people, like, because they're just like,
oh well, yeah, it's like other people know? Are just like, I'm helping you, so that means you owe me something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Like, I'd rather like have someone not help me if they just expect something from me instantly. Like, just do it. People help other people to do it for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's really ego. It's like, how are you supposed to do
it? Like giving people clothes, but then like if they were to give it away, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know that they're not gonna leave and stuff if you say that kind of stuff. But like, I remember like locking myself in the bathroom and like, or like, yeah. Yeah, he had definitely. Like, one, like, he was so drunk too, and like, once he had dabs, he was heavy, like, he was down, and he got like swollen, and he was like, freaked out. I like to see my friends too, and like, they're just like the bad, you know, so really bad. Yeah, but I was at the same time I was all good because I was vegan and like I just like to smoke weed and like didn't fit in with like the other people.
Yeah, you just want to be like the Italian grandma. Yeah, Italian grandma that gives everybody love, yeah. Flock mice. Thank you. The sun. Oh, there's a parade. I'm like couch. I'm grass locker now. I don't think I'm able to get up.
That was like a good one. I mean.
Yeah.
What is going on right
now? I don't know. Like, reconstructive surgery on my face,
no,
part 2.
Bro, I'm just getting those little vibes.
You make me look beautiful. Oh. Give me love.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh God, if I were to have like ever mention anything about like stuff for me, like, or like, you know, I love how you're so open.
Me?
Wait,
who?
You, yeah, you listen. You think about like, are you gonna say? Have I ever wanted to do it? Forget, really? It's just now.
Struggle.
Like, I feel like I would have gone through it. I feel like I would have gone through it eventually. Like, or like I would have to learn. You know? Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about like this. Like, I know like you have
mm-hmm.
Do you ever like? Like, what were your things like with people?
Just making out.
And how then, was like, it?
It was okay.
I remember making out with some people so bad.
Actually, I've always, like, been pretty passionate.
Like, some people are really bad kissers.
Yeah.
You haven't been with anyone that was a bad kisser?
Hmm?
You haven't been with anyone that was a bad kisser?
No, I don't know. You're the first buffalo I've ever breached.
Did anyone, like, have you had or anything?
No, you're the first blowjobs.
Oh, yes. Looking at us right now.
I mean, it would be good story, but you don't have to do that, of course.
Oh my god, no.
Nah.
It's scary. I'd probably get, like, fined.
Fined for a second.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, you know, it's the person that loves someone for giving them, like, something beautiful, which is...
In a public place.
If you hid behind a tree, it wouldn't be public. Coming over there. Okay, where are we going now?
Yeah,
we should. Where are we going though? To your place?
I want to get a coffee.
And then after that, where you have to go to see your friend?
Yeah, just let's see.
Wait, is she coming to our place?
No, I think we'll go to her place.
Where should I?
Not sure.
If you want, I could come with you and we can bus back together to my place. You have to bus back by yourself. Huh?
Just
what's
like,
that?
I should just be like, hey, can Jesse come along?
Yeah, and I would just like be like, hello, I'll just introduce myself.
Just like,
myself.
We're gonna be like cooking, so you might just have to like sit there and like play us music.
Yeah.
And roll us joints?
Yeah. Fish meat, yeah.
Okay.
You should probably get some rollies though, because I don't really have any.
I wish that you had a fucking ID. Like, what the fuck, dude?
I
don't
know.
You could be like getting us weed right now.
I'm sorry.
I feel so bad, Noah. You can't even buy us liquor, hey? You don't even have any kind of ID. You just pierce your belly right now.
Your scar is so, like...
It's like from a tong.
Huh?
Can you tell?
What's...
Like a pair of tongs.
Yeah. It's like a sweet potato tattoo.
Oh, because, like, yeah, we're not coming with, like, anything, and I know, like, she's gonna want to, like, smoke and drink.
Really? Is that from a person?
No, I mean, we don't hang out often, you know, we don't get a lot of time off, so, like, we don't ever get to do that, so, like, we're gonna want to be cooking and drinking.
Okay. I have, like, a grill in my house, but, can't really go back. Frick. If I had ID, I could went to the dispensary. If a nugget your house and just roll it.
Well, can I just meet you back at your place?
Yeah.
Because
that's
we should just kind of like do this.
Yeah.
Not because I don't want you to come, but just because like I feel I don't want her to feel like obligated or anything, like general or something. Well, like you'll meet her soon, I promise.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I want you to meet her. her. She's really fun. We're all gonna go out together.
Okay.
And like, I'm gonna have a sponge toffee and bring it home to you. And also, cause like, it'll give me like an excuse to come over.
What?
Leave her place. I don't wanna be there like the
whole time. Oh yeah, it'll give you an excuse.
Yeah,
to be like,
exactly.
I'll be with Jesse's.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's right off of Galloping Goose, so I'll just hop on Galloping Goose.
Yeah,
we'll hang out at home for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll charge it at home for a little bit.
Oof, that pop. That's what I told her. There's like a bunch of blood that comes out after the summer, and I think that means that there's like another layer. That you need to like pop
it. It's always blood every time I pop up.
Yeah, but sometimes there's just like more than others, and it's just like, it's still inflamed, you know, and there's like, let's go. We're ripping
face.
Our home. I gotta pee.
Oh.
Come on.
My face. Reconstruct my face.
Oh my god, we still got that Nanaimo bar.
Oh.
Do you want a bite?
Yeah, we gotta probably finish that right here.
It's all warm now too.
Oh my fucking god, that is crazy.
Whoa. Oh.
We're fucked. Nah, bro, there's peanut butter in this. What?
You gotta savor it. I see you almost going in for another bite. Savor that shit.
You're right. Are you done?
I just want a bite right now, yeah.
What in the actual? What in the price is this? Banana puree? What is it?
Oh yeah, I kinda want coffee still. Look, this thing is loose.
Yeah. like.
What?
Tie you up with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Nothing. What?
I'd be down for that.
Really? Ooh, bless me. Ugh.